And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in California, where the sports governing body in the state has finally admitted what we've all known all along, and that's that boys competing against girls is fundamentally unfair. The California Interscholastic Federation announced that female athletes are now going to get their rightful medals even when trans-identifying boys place ahead of them. If it's unfair, and you're going to give the female athletes the rightful medals that they've earned, then why allow the boys to even compete? And speaking of government moments that have lost their way, King Charles delivered perhaps the most embarrassing royal moment since his mother had to deal with the 1990s. The monarch opened Canada's parliament by acknowledging they were gathered on unceded territory of a group of people that I can't honestly pronounce the name of. Apparently, King Charles believed the best way to assert Canadian sovereignty against Trump was to declare that Canada exists on stolen land. That's the gist of the story. Imagine being so captured by woke ideology that you undermine your own nation's legitimacy. That's virtue signaling at its worst, isn't it? The same resistance to federal authority is playing out closer to home, where Tennessee Congressman is investigating Nashville's Democratic Mayor Freddie O'Connell for obstructing ICE operations after federal agents captured nearly 200 illegal aliens, including gang members, drug runners, and convicted rapists. O'Connell issued an executive order requiring all city officials to report their communications with ICE to his office, saying that if you impede federal law enforcement in their duties, we're going to hold you accountable. He's also targeting a state representative who filmed herself delaying four ICE vehicles during raids. Georgia authorities have finally arrested John Worrell 19 years after his wife Doris was shot and killed at their family fun park in Douglas. Investigators long suspected John paid to have his wife murdered, especially after he fled to Costa Rica with the family's live-in nanny. In another case of belated accountability, musician Evelyn Harris returned her honorary degree from Smith College after plagiarizing much of her commencement speech. The elite women's college confirmed that Harris borrowed much of her speech without proper attribution, though her bandmates defended the plagiarism by claiming it works a little differently for musicians. Huh. I'm sure they wouldn't be saying the same thing if someone was plagiarizing their music. There is some genuinely good news on the health front, where RFK's Make America Healthy Again movement is already showing results. Mars Incorporated quietly removed titanium dioxide from all Skittles production at the end of last year, eliminating what the commission identified as a potentially carcinogenic food additive that may cause cellular or DNA damage. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.